For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. Right, please continue. Tell me what you just told me.
Right. So, within that frequency...
What is this? What are you holding?
This is a slipper. It could be any object. It could be any object, whether it's living or non-living. Everything is frequency, and frequency is everything. Everything is vibration. Vibration is everything. Everything is energy. Energy is everything. You know that.
I agree.
Right? Everything is frequency. Yes. But it's not just one frequency. It's millions of infinite amount of frequencies together, compiled into one, which makes the shoe. Within that frequency is its location, its mass, its solidity, its dryness, its wetness, its atmospheric everything. If I was to change that equation or part of that coding, but the only bit that I'm changing is its locational information, but not the rest, it would change its location. We can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine. Imagine this just fucking zapping out and zapping somewhere else. I can't imagine it because I've not seen it. But it's literally mathematics.
So you're saying that this, for that shoe to teleport to somewhere across the earth, there's got to be a third party involved. Some person or whatever mammal animal over there creating a same frequency as that shoe.
It has nothing to do with someone else. It can be you. It can be you. It can get complicated. It can be you. It can be a machine that knows the technology or has the right amount of energy. If it's you, it has to be done with the help of like divine shit, but that's a different story.
So would this shoe suddenly float across the earth to Australia?
It wouldn't float.
Will we see it moving across? So the shoe will still be here?
No, it would vanish and end up there.
Okay.
That's what would happen.
So there's no time involved.
There is
no
time.
It was like bang, bang.
Yes.
Like you turn the light on, lights on, lights off.
It would just... It's so fast that it would be instantaneous.
Is it the same shoe?
Absolutely the same shoe. The only part of that equation that you've changed is the information that tells us about the location.
Right, so... And you say it's not magnet...
Nope.
So it's not energy in magnets, right? It's not like gravitational pull where the Earth is spinning towards the sun, whatever.
Nope.
It's something else.
Nope.
It's frequency. And how does the frequency... What frequency would this have to be?
I don't know.
And that over there in Australia have to be for it to you know...
Well, I don't know because I don't know what the frequency... I don't know what the...
Would that be the same frequency?
Everything apart... Everything within that vibrational coding would be the same, apart from the one part, let's say, look, I'm playing the piano now, right? I'm playing a chord, C major. To you, that sounds like one nice big fat noise, which is friendly and open and bright, C major, okay? But within this, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 notes, right? Imagine that your shoe is the C major, here, right? But the only bit that I'm... So imagine that this note is the height. That's the frequency for the height. That's the frequency for the weight. That's the frequency for the mass, which is different to the weight. That's the frequency for its density, its humidity. You get me.
Yeah.
Imagine that I'm changing nothing but everything, no, nothing but this one to this. It's the same thing, but one bit's changed. And I'm changing the one bit, which is the locational information. Does that make sense? It's a code. It's a vibrational frequency code.
So over in Australia, does it have to have the same variables that you've just played there?
Well, the shoe.
So
would
the
be,
same weight, the same
everything,
width, the same depth, the same density, yeah, same temperature.
Yeah, because I have. If I was to change that, it would be a different shoe.
So you're saying, right, if that's all those that you just said, certain density, weight,
it's
location,
just
heat.
Yeah.
If you create something else out there, whether it's a machine, whether it's humans using energy or whatever, if you get the same weight, density, temperature, that will become a frequency. That's duplicate to this shoe.
It would be different because the parts, there's so much information. The information is like infinite. Even if you were to make exactly the same shoe, it would be a different shoe because within that frequency information is also the time that it was created.
So basically, does that frequency of the shoe here have to be the same frequency over there for it to teleport?
It's not about the location of, it's not about the frequency of, let's say that this shoe is in location A and we want to teleport it to location B. You're not changing location B, you're doing fuck all to location B. As far as the shoe knows, location B doesn't exist. What you're doing is you're making this shoe, which is in location A, vibrate in exactly the way that it would if it was to be in location B. It's think of the law of attraction. Vibrate in the way that you wish to become. Be the change that you wish to see. Be like, you know, embrace and engage in being a successful person to attract success. You become the vibration. What?
It's entanglement.
Yes.
That's what it's called. What you're saying
well,
is
well,
that
that's quantum entanglement is something.
When you change this, I haven't done my research in a while, but when you change
because quantum entanglement,
yeah, when you change it here, it also changes it over there.
So that's slightly different. Because what quantum entanglement means is that once you become in connection or once you touch something, then your electrons are forever connected. That's entanglement. Let's say, like, for example, me and that's why, man, there's so much.
So you should have sex with random people.
Exactly, man. And the last one.
Because your sperm that's vibrating is now inside her vagina.
Dude,
Last time I slept with a camel, she had the right fucking arm. Couldn't get her off my back.
I got involved with someone X amount of time ago, and doesn't matter who it was. This person...
It's called a Jeffrey Epstein for the purpose
Jeffrey
of...
Jeffrey Epstein had anxiety issues and had an anxiety attack during the intercourse.
Yeah.
The whole next day, even though I'm not a naturally anxious person at all, the whole next day, I severely suffered from anxiety.
Yeah.
Severely, wow. Man. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I couldn't recognise myself. Wow. Anyway, so quantum entanglement, like... And that's why the more time you spend with someone, the more you entangle with someone.
Yeah.
And that's what we know as, like, what people call, like, oh, telepathic. Or, like, you know when you think of
telepathy,
someone.
Telepathy, yeah.
Yeah, you know when you think of someone and then they happen to call you. Or, like, you know, like, earlier when I was...
Let's have a KFC tonight. Fancy KFC.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, I was going to have one.
It's quantum entanglement.
So, this is not quantum entanglement. Is it similar?
No. Nothing to do with it.
So... This shoe in location A is vibrating on a frequency, say, 43. In order for it to go to location B...
It'll be 43.06857.
Not exactly 43. It can't be exactly the same.
So let's say that within...
But can it be exactly the same or not?
What, the shoe?
Can that frequency in location B be exactly the same in location A in order for it to teleport? Or has it got to be different?
How do I explain this?
Because if it was a magnet, it'd have to be the same frequency. But you're saying it's not a magnet.
Yeah,
so which means you're saying that it doesn't have to be the same frequency.
Yeah.
So that means it has to be different, right?
Yeah. Let's say that you've got a really long number, right? Let's say you've got a number which is 100 digits long.
Yeah.
Each digit has its own function within the existence of the shoe. One digit may control... Like I said, the weight, one digit may control the colour, one digit may control the density, the how it feels. And then one of these digits, within that 100-digit long number, which is the frequency, controls the location. You change that digit, you change the location.
So basically, it's just the location digit. It's yeah. like drones. They can drop a bomb on specifically on a part of a country or on a cruise ship or whatever. Elon Musk can put a rocket to space and it comes back down exactly where you want it to, geolocation. So basically, you can change just the location.
Yes.
Fuck the weight, fuck the density, that's not relevant. It's just the geolocation. So what you're saying is that this shoe has a code frequency, which is called location. And you can go anywhere in the world and create something.
I'm changing its frequency right now by moving it manually with my hand.
So you go to Australia, you could create a machine or a person to know the frequency of the shoe's location. Yeah? And it will teleport.
Yeah, there's loads of ways to do it. You can do it mathematically, mechanically. Well, they would have to, you'd have to use mathematics to be able
time
to
would collapse and that shoe would just simply time be 1 minute collapse. Here, 1 minute there.
Time wouldn't collapse. I've got nothing to do with time.
No, what I'm saying is that we'd either watch the shoe go to Australia.
You wouldn't watch it. It would just vanish.
Yeah, but
it's instant.
So what I'm trying to say, if you were to slow-mo this,
you wouldn't. It wouldn't. It wouldn't work in slow-mo.
Right. So it literally is just there's no time. It's collapse. That's what I'm saying. It's collapse. It's just merged into one. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's just here. Yeah. Over there is no different to here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There is no different to there. It's just the same. It all merges into one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's the same as
that's how
drones and rockets.
That's how instantaneous healing happens.
Yeah, so it's just, so healing happens literally in seconds.
They call it spontaneous healing for a reason.
Rockets can land anywhere in the UK, anywhere in the world, as spaceships can land. It's the geolocation, right? So spaceships would be able to do the same thing. They find out on, say...
Yeah, but except that we haven't got the techno... Well...
So, for example, how does a rocket land back to where it is? Geolocation, right? Frequency, whatever. So
it's coordinates.
So the coordinates, right? Yes. So if you were to get, like, the map up of the Earth, right? And coordinate it. Is it done by coordinates or frequencies?
Coordinates as frequencies. That's the same thing, because...
So basically, the rocket would have to be programmed to land at frequency, whatever, yeah? It would know the Earth's map of what frequencies are where, yeah?
Yeah.
So you say Australia has frequency 942.
Yeah.
You then program the rocket, land 942, right?
Right, enough of this.
In order to get that shoe over there... You'd have to know the exact coordinates of that shoe, which is unique to that shoe only. That phone there is a different coordinate. Yeah. That's a different coordinate. Yeah. You're a different coordinate.
Well, look, I'm...
Put that into a frequency.
Yeah.
So you can find the frequency of anything.
Yeah.
And it will become boom. Yeah. Shoe won't be here, correct?
Let's say that if I had like a speaker that connected to a machine where you input the... We'll call it coordinates, which is just information, and information is purely just energy, and energy is information. That's all it is. Joe Dispenza talks about
that. Yeah,
I know. If I was to put that information into the speaker and press play on the speaker button, and the speaker would probably blast a frequency, which would probably be inaudible to us, that would make this shoe vibrate, and the shoe would vanish and end up in its desired location. I'm doing it now with my hands, right? Because that's what we use as human biological beings in 3D realm. Like, but what we see as a continuous linear me moving this shoe across the floor like this, that's going from frequency change to frequency change to frequency change in instantaneous moments. Like a, think of like old days, like film.
Yeah.
Literally what's happening. We see it continuous because that's the way our nervous system works, that's the way our brain works, right? But it's not, it's just going, and that's what reality is anyway. That's what time is anyways. It's just one picture to another picture to another picture.
So you're saying that a speaker can emit a frequency?
Yeah.
So emit a vibration through sound, and that will move.
You can as well.
So you could have that speaker emit really high-pitched frequencies, and the shoe will move quicker, and it could do low-pitched frequencies, it'll move slower,
it's nothing to do with high or low.
Well, no, because the lower the frequency, like the different vibration, it won't move as... It won't vibrate as quick, let's just say.
That's a different quality of vibration. Yeah, but
that speaker, if it was on a low frequency, then the shoe would be vibrating lower, therefore
slower. You're simplifying it in ways that can't really be simplified, because essentially if the speaker was to emit a frequency, it wouldn't just be one single tone. Because let's say that, like here, again, that's a C. That sounds like one single tone, even though there are overtones, which we don't get into overtones because that's different stuff.
You had the band overtone.
No. But this shoe within that, its frequency is incredibly complex. It's infinitely complex. So the speaker would have to play that frequency exactly as the shoe is and then just change the part of the frequency, which is the locational information.
So if I made a shoe right now, would that have its own location frequency?
Everything has frequency all the time.
And let's just say I made a shoe and put it here, that's got a location frequency. Yeah. If I made a pillow and put it right here, would it be the same frequency, location?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be the same because two things in 3D realm, in physical realm, two things can't occupy exactly the same space without merging and being one.
So unless a human being or machine can create a vibration, create a frequency machine, a location frequency machine, then things can't teleport, but if they can, things can teleport.
People have done it before. Yogis have done it before. Ancient civilizations have done it before.
I do believe that is how they, moved Stonehenge and...
There's a guy called Milarepa. He's an ancient Nepalese, Tibetan yogi. And I don't know if you heard of Greg Braden. He talks about him. A lot of people talk about him.
Milarepa, he was such a powerful yogi that what he used to do, he pretty much lived in caves in the Himalayan mountains.
And he was able to put his hand on rock and manipulate the matter of rock, the rock matter, and his hand would melt into the rock. And if you can actually go there, seriously, mate, this isn't.
I believe all this shit. I just haven't seen it before.
Yeah, but what you need to be careful of is which is interesting because you're a powerful manifester, but we've been sold the wrong equation. We've been sold that seeing is believing. That's not how it works. Believing is seeing first. If you believe in something, then you'll manifest the physical existence. But if you go around the world waiting to see something before you believe it, then you'll live blind, pretty much.
And I also believe that everything that we believe or see in our head is a result of someone else on the planet at some point in history doing the same thing. It's not just a random thought.
Oh, yeah, then that
becomes... Everything you think about is because someone else thought about it. It's not unique to you, hence why everything can become a reality because someone has already done it.
Well, yeah, that brings across many questions.
Like, none of your thoughts are initially your own thoughts.
Correct, yes.
Whether it's something you've heard through the senses or, it's just a passing thought in the ether, just like right now within our space in the living room, there is every single radio station in the world flying through it, and every information that the internet and Wi-Fi has to give, download and upload, it's everywhere all the time, just like thoughts are everywhere all the time.
So that's the location thing. There was something else you were going to show me. So that didgeridoo. Yeah. And he's making that piece of paper vibrate. And...
Oh, about a guy, people who levitate.
That was it. Show me the levitation thing.
Right. So,
I want to see this fucking levitate.
Regarding levitation, because you, I don't get how you don't believe that, because you
can't. Listen, but all the stuff that I believe, I've done some research on it. Yeah. I haven't done research on this, so like anything, I'm skeptical unless you prove me otherwise.
Interesting.
I'm not gonna believe in something that I have no idea about just because everything is possible.
That's hugely contradictory. If you know that everything is possible, but then you don't believe in something unless you see it, that's...
No, something that's... you make up in your mind, like a vision, everything's possible. But something physical, like a tiny ant being able to pick up the earth, that's not possible.
That's not possible.
Exactly. So there's things that are not possible. The same as saying that I can sit in my chair and levitate. Unless I see it, I don't...
Yeah, the reason we don't think we don't think it's possible...
Unless I can understand how...
The reason we don't think it's possible is because... We've been, our true human power is actually way beyond what we know. It's actually superhuman, and our natural state is superhuman.
So does he make himself vibrate at a certain frequency that he just starts to...
There's different ways to do it, but from what I've learnt, from what I've seen from his videos and what he teaches his students...
Can I see?
Yeah, and once we finish this podcast, or once I finish playing this. For example... It's really interesting the way he teaches it, because he teaches it in a very physical way. So let's say, for example, one of the things that he'll teach is floating, let's say, this guitar pick in between my two hands. And the way that, and he does the same for levitation, the way he teaches it is accessing that through the very physical realm. So like, you'll just start throwing it up and then you'll repeat that movement maybe 100,000 times until... you figure out how to throw it in a way and then maintain it suspended in the air. Does that make sense? Yeah? And it's the same with levitation. So he'll start like, you'll lift one leg up and then, I don't know how it works. I'm just trying to make sense from the videos that I see.
Yeah, no, if I watch, I'll be able to work it out.
Yeah. But it's fascinating, man. He has a school. I spoke to him online. I can show you the conversation.
Yeah. Show the videos first.
Yeah.
I'm not believing in anything until I have a reason not to.
Super ability. Amazing levitation with the Ernst Vector system. This guy's hilarious. Yeah, let me find the right videos. Because he's got a school. Oh, Mind Power Kinesis. There we go.
What's it called?
His school is called Mind Power Kinesis.
Mind Power Kinesis. £1,000 to levitate.
Bro, I would pay 10 grand to learn to fucking levitate.
Oh yeah, if I could see it, yeah. All up front.
But not only just to levitate, he teaches you how to, like, just move shit. You know, telekinesis.
Yeah, that's all real.
Well, if you're able to move...
Yeah, I agree. If you can use your hand to make something vibrate, you can use your body to make something vibrate. I get it. I just want to be... I need to see it.
Right.
I know this is likely to be possible. I just have to see it before I start even contemplating that. It could be real. I'm not saying it isn't, because I'm pretty sure it is. I would just need to know how it is possible to understand the mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Right, so... He wears a mask, by the way. So
of course he does, because no one's seeing him. He's that cunt who I pay 10 grand to levitate.
Right. Yeah, I reckon you're going to call bullshit on this straight away.
I want to be open to anything, so I won't just call bullshit. I would have to go into, really get into it.
That's insane.
You going to show me?
Mate, yeah. It's mad. Just look, have a little gander on his thing. And the weird thing is that all of his students, the students post videos and they all have the same posture when they... But I'm the complete opposite to you, man. I'm the kind of guy, I'll go in completely naive and innocent and then learn from that, pretty much. You look well comfy, man.
Yeah.
I really need to go to sleep.
Right, let's go. I can understand that could possible, but this particular guy, just like a fucking green screen behind him, literally. He could be in the fucking ocean. Hang on, you can't even. What's wrong with this? It's a bloody magician.
Hello, my friends. Thank you very much for watching this video.
See, I believe in all that, I can do all that shit, right? But the levitation thing, that's something else.
It is, isn't it?
What?
It's a whole different level, man. Finally, you can learn it in 6 months.
But I can do that type of shit. Mm. I've got like foil, and I put it on a toothpick, stuck it in orange. And I can turn it down.
Foil, I do that, but foil's different because it works
for all my money notes.
Yeah.
And I could turn it round, waste it. When I acknowledged it, it stopped.
What, with your hands?
With my hands, yeah.
What if you were to put your hands away? Because I used to do that. And
so
then...
I could do that as well. Okay. So basically, I would look at it, it would turn. You know, like when you lucid dream and you become aware that you're dreaming, the dream ends? I would just simply glare. It would spin like that. When I become aware that it's spinning, it would go the other way. So I realised if you just don't acknowledge it, they're observing the particle. I did the hand thing as well. But it's really weird, you've got to get this. You can't acknowledge it, it's already happening, you know? We can try it. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Haven't done it in a while. See, all this shit? The hand thing? Absolutely.
Well, if you can do it with a small object, then why can't you do it with a big object?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's exactly the same. Yeah. But doesn't mean this guy is doing it. Even though I can see it's possible.
Anyways.
Why is he wearing a mask?
Oh yeah, mate, if he gets found out. Of course.
Is that the maths to it?
Oh, there's maths to it, yeah. He has there's maths, he also has like a book of graphs.
Can you send me in, please?
Yeah. He has he's created drawings where essentially depending on the position of your body, you create a certain frequency which gives you the frequency of levitation. So like, and he's created drawings, and then if you follow that sequence of movements, that's what helps you to levitate.
So that I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah.
And you can have 100 people doing the same thing. He's fake with a green screen, the other ones are real. I need to be able to understand mathematically how he's doing it. Otherwise, it's bullshit. That could be a green screen. Yeah, pantomime. You know, you've got like Peter Pan flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the wire. That could be that. Not saying his telekinesis isn't real. Mm-hmm. It's like he can do that, but he can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do that, but he can't. But some other fucker can.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely. Well, should we do it tomorrow?
What? Try and move shit?
Like, we'll get like a...
I'm not
tissue.
Really... Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I won't be able to levitate. Not yet.
You fucking idiot. You think you're going to levitate? No. Tissue, bit of paper, a money note, foil... I'll show you with my hands I can do it, and my mind. I did once, right? Because I put a bowl over it, because I've seen it go through glass.
Yeah.
It didn't move, okay?
It didn't move.
Now, whether because I didn't have enough energy, or you could say that it was the wind that was moving it, in which case, you'd have to go for experiments of, I've done it 10 times and it's gone left.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the wind.
Mm.
Or, again, like when your ghost can go through a wall, we need to be able to... create a certain energy to go through the glass, through the wall. But yeah, I remember looking at it as I was my first meditation coming from the Tourette's tablets. I was looking at it and it would move slowly, and if I acknowledged it, it would go the other way, and I would do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that, and it would, and I could literally move it like that. And then I thought, is it the air? My dad was like, oh, it's the wind, it's the air. And I'm like, well, no, because I'm literally doing that. It's and Darren Brown with the shows, he said a woman had a bra. No. A woman was controlling a compass. So she was controlling a compass with her hand. It's the same thing. I remember when I was 21, on the iPhone, you had a leveler.
Still exists.
Mm-hmm. Right, check this out. I don't know if I told you this. I was spinning my phone, yeah, on the floor, okay, and the leveler was, like, levelling it out. It was going 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? And I'd spin it, and I'd really focus on it, and it would flicker at -1. It would flicker, okay? It'd flicker. I'd hold that energy. It's almost like I would control the electromagnetic field around it, that it wouldn't know its, say, location or balance, okay? And I'd go 3, 2, 1, look at my dad, and go back to 0, right? And I kept doing it to make sure what the fuck is going on. Spin it, -1, -1, blah, 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 flicker, okay? And I'd hold it. And then I'd either look at my dad or I'd look at it. No. I'd spin it. I wouldn't look at it, but I could see it from my, like, corner of my eye. It was like -1 flickering. Soon as I would look at it, it would go 0. And I had the ability to control the magnetic field. That was fucking incredible. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't. Everything's possible.
Yeah. You're just controlling the energy around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd look at it, it would go to 0. Before it would be like -1, -1, -1, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man, that was good days. All right, shall we?
Yeah, I was going to say one more thing about
Harvey. Good night, everyone. That's half an hour, that. Fucking hell. I have just launched my first course, and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21. And I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members. And it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much. But when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going through a spiritual awakening. Because I once was. And these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there. It's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course.